Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now is the investigative reporter from Second Amendment Foundation. He's also the gunwriter.substack.com and also at Armed American News. That being Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
I'm just trying to cope.
I got to tell you, this has been a hell of a week for the Second Amendment.
Tell me about it.
Well, Tuesday, we have the Louisiana governor sign constitutional carry. Doesn't take effect till July 4th, which, you know, brother, is not a bad day to have that take effect.
Sure.
Okay. Last night I get a call from Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, mm-hmm. with good news about your state.
Yeah. They finally moved the ball on that one.
Yeah, you should. That's great news. Right?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, the South Carolina version is not quite. I'm not even sure about the details of it. But, I mean, they have this Amendment 36 built into it where if you commit a crime with a gun and you don't have a permit, you have a bigger penalty levy. You know, you face a bigger penalty than if you have a permit and commit a crime with a gun. Whereas to me, they should be equally. There should be equal consequence for those.
Right. I totally agree. However, still not bad.
No. I mean, to be honest with you, I thought they had fumbled the ball. I thought they completely fumbled that. And the fact that they didn't is quite nice.
Yeah. Well, and I got to tell you, every state has their issues that they go through having done this now, having been through this.
Right.
And having seen several states. I mean, in Florida, a lot of guys call it constitutional carry. I call it unlicensed carry, because we don't have an open carry thing, which you would need with the bill to consider it full-fledged constitutional carry.
Right.
Every state goes through it.
Right.
So you got something. That's great.
Well, see, I see it that way, too. But the whole thing was that we played this little theater where we had to get out there and pretend like we were going to try to get the perfect bill, which nobody ever gets the perfect
bill. Which is great.
Yeah.
But perfect is the enemy of really, really good.
Right.
Right now, if I move to South Carolina and become a South Carolina resident,
right.
I don't need to bend a knee and beg permission from the state to sell me back my constitutional rights, correct?
Right.
I can just carry a pistol, correct?
Right.
That's a win.
It is a win, but they toyed around with it so long. We were sitting there. We were, you know, all poised. Everybody's like, South Carolina is going to be number 28. Then we got passed like we were just sitting still by Louisiana.
Doesn't matter where you came in. 29 is better than nothing.
Listen, you got Ron DeSantis as your governor, right? Ron DeSantis is a leader. Ron DeSantis could be my president, and I'd be very happy with it. I've got Henry McMaster. Do you know why he's president? Do you know why he's governor? You don't want to know why he's governor? Because Trump said, I'll get Nikki Haley out of your hair if you support me in 2016, or, you know, when he was running for president. And that's how he got
okay.
it. He couldn't win it. He could not win it to save his life, and then he made Nikki Haley the ambassador to the United Nations. So So you have a leader, and I have a follower as a governor. So that's my thing.
You got the bill passed.
Yeah.
Has it been signed yet today?
That I don't know. I haven't been paying enough attention to it. I have a permit now, and I mean, I hope that everybody that can carry a gun starts carrying a gun with this. The only thing is, I don't know the particulars of it, because it may be that you can only carry permitless openly.
No, they're not going to do that, are they?
I don't know. See, I was being asked about that on the morning show this morning, and I didn't know the answer because I'd never heard that. So I guess we'll find that out. We'll find that out shortly.
That would be horrible.
It would be.
I mean, that's not constitutional carry. It's got to be concealed too, right?
That's what I would hope. That's what I would hope. See, you guys, now, are you still trying to get open carry? Did you get that?
No, we don't have that yet. We're fighting. We are fighting for it. However, Florida being Florida, the Republicans can't get out of their own way. We have our Speaker and our Senate President Kathleen Pasademo, has said steadfastly that she's not going to support open carry. The reason is she allegedly spoke to some of the Florida Sheriff's Association members,
right,
and they said they don't like it. Therefore, we have unelected sheriffs, bureaucrats, deciding whether or not we can exercise a constitutional right, which just, brother, makes me crazy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But, yes, it is. So, with 29, how many states does it take to trigger a constitutional convention? Is it 36?
Yeah, you need two-thirds.
So, what did it? Two-thirds. So,
we're getting close.
Yeah. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out where we finally get to the point to where gun control becomes a non sequitur.
Well, I would,
sense.
You know, if 29, 30 states would make it a lot easier for the politicians in Washington to put forward a national constitutional carry bill.
Right.
Which is huge.
Well, that would be, but I mean, what would the states do with this? See, I saw this thing about this bill. I don't know if you saw it or not. In Georgia, they're considering this bill to where if you put up a gun-free zone sign in your business, you become liable if somebody gets shot in the business and gets hurt.
Which is a fantastic bill.
It is a fantastic bill, but there's some guys getting out there saying, well, this takes away property rights. If you want to get out there and really get out on that limb and say, oh, okay, well, maybe I kind of see this in certain situations. But like with a piece of private property, I can see that.
You're still liable. If I come into your bar or restaurant or store and it's privately owned by you,
right,
and I slip and fall, you're still liable for my injuries. You could be,
right.
I should say. You could be held liable.
That's right. You could. And they got all kinds of lawyers that chase that kind of stuff, right? You can get hurt in the restroom, whatever it is, wherever you get hurt, they can come for you one way or the other because of liability.
Yeah.
But, see, I look at this and I'm like, okay, if this is a public business and anybody can come into it, you got no business making it a gun-free zone. If it's your house, okay, different story. But if it's a business, you got no business doing that, because unless you're going to put a fire team in place and some metal detectors and some other good restraints and defense systems in place, if you're going to do that, I can see that. But beyond that,
I know it makes you crazy, but this is a good thing.
It's moving in the right direction. I'll say that.
Okay.
It is moving in the right direction. Getting ready to go into the first break, Mr. Williams, of course. He is the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is the guy at armedamericannews.com. And he is the lone investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter. I know we just meandered off the ranch and everything. I know you got things to talk about. I want to hear about this Florida Special Operations Group.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, actually, and it could affect you in South Carolina. Ron DeSantis in 2022, on June 14th, our governor announced he was reactivating, and that's a big word, reactivating the Florida State Guard. And he's giving it a statewide rapid response, land-based maritime and aviation capabilities. Big deal. Florida has had a guard of one sort or another going back to 1565 when the Spanish people in St. Augustine stood up their first company of armed citizen volunteers. Then during World War II, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt federalized all of the state's national guards, or almost all, and sent them off to war, the Florida legislature created the Florida State Guard on paper as we know it today. Well, it kind of, you know, waxed and waned until Governor DeSantis stood it up in 2022. Well, a couple of dudes that I know, they run this place called Stronghold SOS Solutions. It's up in the Panhandle. It's a massive training facility, brothers, 50 acres. And they've got, I mean, they're right next to Aglet, right next to 7th Special Forces Group. They have a two-story live fire shoot house. They got a hell of a runway. Their airspace is drone-friendly. They've got 360-degree dynamic ranges that you can drive out and then engage targets wherever you want to put them up. They got a mount site. They got an underground training facility so you can get guys used to working in tunnels. And a demo range that can support up to a 40-pound charges. Right. They also got a couple of helos, the old Soviet Mi-17, which has kind of been their workhorse. And then little birds, you know, the little Boeing MH-6,
right,
where the guys sit on seats outside. Well, the minute they heard what DeSantis was going to do, they locked Brandon Graves and Tom Morton. They locked themselves in the office and they wrote up a proposal. And they sent it off to the governor's people and it got their attention in Tallahassee. And what they offered to do was vet, train, and validate a 60-man special operations company, I guess for lack of a better word.
Right.
And they immediately they got a $1.2 million contract. These guys, they didn't reinvent the wheel. They realized that in Florida, I mean, we have a lot of retirees. We have a lot of dudes that were in the military and then got out and then didn't retire, just decided to live here. So they recruited 60 guys, and I'm talking SEALs, Rangers, SF, MARSOC Marines, Air Force Special Ops, a couple of Tier 1 dudes, and more. And they were given 2 weeks to train, validate, and vet these guys.
Right.
So they did it, and they set up a hell of a training curriculum. They put them through maritime stuff. They worked with the helos. The state agreed to pick up their guns and ammo. They bought them 6-hour P320s and then 6-hour Spear, the 5.56 carbines. They got them some web gear, which the guys don't really like. They said it's just a couple of notches up from what you can buy on Amazon. But, you know, show me when any special operations dude is happy with their issue gear. These are the dudes that want, you know, the $500 cry pants. So they're up and trained. They're ready to go. Of course, the media pushed back huge. They tried to label Graves as a DeSantis supporter. That's why he got the contract. Well, he's never met Ron, never given him money, neither has Morton. Stronghold's never made a donation. But then they wrote this. One of our lamestream media reporters in Florida here wrote this, and I quote, "The engagement of a combat training company with links to an accused war criminal raises serious questions about the intentions of Florida Governor DeSantis' civilian military force." And they were referring to retired Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher. Now, you may remember, your listeners may remember, Eddie got in some trouble. He was accused of taking pictures with the corpse. They charged him with 7 crimes. They acquitted him on 6. President Trump got involved. They tried to demote him. Trump killed the demotion. They tried to take his – the Navy created a Trident review board to determine whether they should strip him of the SEAL Trident. Trump killed that, too. guy's a hell of a war fighter. One of America's best war fighters.
Right.
And he was exonerated, but of course the media, they had their teeth out for him. Now, the interesting part of all of this is Graves and Morton are in talks with officials in Texas and Louisiana. And they've expressed similar interest in creating a similar special operations unit in their states. And, brother, this is pure federalism, giving the power back to the states. And the nice thing about these Florida State Guard guys is Biden can't touch them. You remember when the guards from various red governors were getting sent down to Texas to help out Governor Abbott on the border? There was talk in D.C. of trying to convince Biden into federalizing these National Guard units and putting them on active duty and then moving them to Timbuktu away from the Texas border. Thank God he didn't, but just that mere talk got a lot of governors' attention. You know, hey, if I need my guys and Biden doesn't like what I'm going to have them do, he could federalize them and move them right out of the state temporarily. So, like Morton said, they're not opposed to federal assistance, but what they're really trying to do is create an environment where states have the means to solve their own problems. And as Buddy Graves said it best, and I quote, "The concept whereby states begin to arm themselves and build the capabilities of state guard units removes the ability of the federal government to leverage their assistance." And I think that's brilliant.
I do, too. Although I really like the part where Biden can't touch him.
Yeah.
Everybody should be doing that.
Yeah,
everybody should be doing that. I do have a couple of questions I want to ask, and maybe you already answered them, but that's when we get back because we're about to go into the break. But
okay,
here's a question: with anything like that, can a state certify this themselves to give the proper credentials and everything to where they can have the right weaponry and everything else? And how does that go about? Or do you know that you can't answer?
I do.
Well, you can't answer it right now because we're heading into the break. But for those people that want to find this article, it's probably at thegunwriter.substack.com. Plus, I know it's been reprinted everywhere else. I haven't read it because I knew he'd come on here and talk about it. You can also find him at armedamericannews.com, which is a collaboration between he and Mark Walters. And he is the lone investigative reporter at SecondAmendmentFoundation.org, SAF.org. So, there you have all of that stuff. We'll be right back. Get that answer to that question. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has posted bail in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll over $83 million in damages stemming from Trump's defamatory remarks. According to U.S. Capitol Police, a Gold Star father was taken into custody during last night's State of the Union speech after he disrupted President Biden by heckling. The individual, whose son was a Marine, tragically killed alongside 12 fellow service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, was escorted out of the gallery by officers. The southern part of the U.S. facing a looming threat of perilous flooding and tornadoes. Flood warnings are active for nearly 15 million residents through Saturday. Severe thunderstorms are forecast to strike Friday, spanning from the southern plains to the southeast. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. So how do they start from zero?
The word you're looking for is posse comitatus.
Okay.
They don't want to get in Dutch with posse comitatus.
Right.
Posse comitatus only applies to federal, right? Military type units.
Okay.
This is a state unit. But just to be clear that there aren't any issues, none of the guys can be in the, let's say, Army or Navy Reserve or Army or Air National Guard. They all have to be civilians. And, you know, even though this sounds like a hoorah unit, the mission of the Florida State Guard is right now basically to help out in any man-made or natural disaster. They have more of a law enforcement mission than a, you know, a counterterrorism military type mission. So they're training them for law enforcement. There are some law enforcement officers in the unit.
Right.
It's very well rounded. They took them through the shoot house with SIMS, the emphasis on de-escalation. I mean, the military is escalate, kill them all, you know, but the law enforcement mission is always de-escalation. They put them through that training. Everybody did really well. So I suspect that even though it's a hoorah, extremely capable unit, you know, these guys are, well, you know, Bob, they're surgeons. They are surgeons when it comes to deadly force.
Sure.
These are not the guys you got to worry about. Now, meanwhile, the rest of the Florida State Guard, you can join with no military experience. You go through a 3-week boot camp. You get trained well. Don't confuse those guys with these guys. This is a 60-man. It's called the Florida State Guard Special Operations Company. And it is pretty good. And I got to tell you, you know, when you look at, I think this has incredible real-world potential, because when you look at who Joe Biden has allowed to cross that border,
right.
I mean, there's 80,000 military-age males from China. We got dudes from Syria. We got dudes from Afghanistan, from Lebanon, from countries that do not like us, from Iran, all right? Who knows what they could be up to? Who knows what they're doing until they get that phone call from back home that tells them, hey, time to wake up and put in some work. So I think having this type of unit in the state that's extremely capable, and brother, they are extremely capable. I think every state needs one. Granted, you know, there are federal resources that could come and help out, but these dudes are here.
Right. Well, that'll, you know, and how big are they?
60, ma'am.
60. You know, that would actually, one of the things I've often wondered about is if for like, with all of these foreign nationals we think we have in the United States that we know we have, we don't know what their intent is, although we think it's sort of bad for us. I've often wondered what is going to be the first response in various areas when this pops. Because it's going to be sort of confused for your regular law enforcement type person. And a unit like that would come in very handy, but 60, how fast can they respond anywhere in Florida? Do we know that? Yeah, they've got aircraft, so I would think.
They've got aircraft. They can get in a small team. I think if the crap hit the fan, they would see additional helo and air support.
Right.
So, they're mobile, and they're good, and they're trained. Now, they're based up in the panhandle, but I assume a lot of dudes not all the dudes are living up there.
Right.
So I know they take their gear home and they wait for a phone call just like these bad guys are.
Right.
So we shall see. I think it's a great idea. I think it's win-win. I don't see any downside to it. And plus, you know, the global war on terror is kind of winding down, if not over. There are a few flare-ups every now and then.
Right.
But we've got thousands and thousands of special operations dudes coming back who, you know, the government spent millions and millions of dollars training them. So this is, you know, a little additional return on our investment.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. It is. It is. And it's, you know, they're good guys, and I know they get some paid. They get some pay if they're actually training or they're called out and deployed. But today, you know, they're all volunteers, and they're volunteers in the right way. And this is really neat. So I fully support it. The left hates it. They've called it DeSantis' personal Gestapo.
Right.
I mean, give me a break.
Well, they're always going to find something, you know. They certainly know a way to turn a phrase. Remember when they were trying to push Kerry Guard and everybody was calling that murder insurance?
Yeah.
So, yeah, those guys, they're always so full, and they're so you know, they're always so imaginative. I love their imaginative streak.
I mean, the training that they went through, we could talk for 3 hours just on their training.
Right.
They brought in SF 18 Delta medics. The whole crew now is TCCC certified tactical combat casualty care.
Right.
Most of them were already. They're refreshed. These are the guys that you want, you know, helping pry open your door when you're trapped in your home after it was hit by a hurricane. They're very, very, very well trained for the mission. So I'm pleased. And plus, you know, they did some maritime stuff too. We've got a lot of ickiness that seems to make its way into the Sunshine State via the ocean.
Right.
So yeah, I think you're gonna see these guys do some really good work.
We'll see. I hope they're as successful as sound. I mean, first of all, getting equipped is a big deal, and being able to make it where the trouble is, that's a bigger deal. And the fact that they've done it and they seem to be doing it the correct way is even better. So that's nothing. But I wonder how long it'll take the rest of the states to copy that one. I would expect the next one to do it would be Texas.
Texas and Louisiana, I think, are going to go for it. You're stupid not to. You've got the resources living in your community. Compared to the rest of Florida's budget, what they spend on gear and avgas, nothing. And guns, nothing.
Nothing.
You know? It's going to do well. It'll work out, trust me.
Right.
Now, the other story I wrote, Did you watch Face the Nation on Sunday?
I did not. I don't watch TV, so what? This is it. What are we talking about here? I don't know what we're talking about here.
The ATF director, Steve Dunn.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have watched videos from it. It's quite, I didn't realize those two guys had a future in stand-up.
Oh, my God. I mean, first it was Laurel and Hardy, then Cheech and Chong.
Right.
Now it's Steve Dettelbach and his leading expert, Agent Chris.
Yeah, that guy is a... That's the guy that couldn't take a Glock apart, right? Put it back together.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like his boss handed him a Nambu or a...
something exotic. Socrates,
or a broom handle Mauser or a Lottie.
Right.
This guy can't take the slide off a Glock and then put it back on a Glock.
Right.
And he is what the ATF director referred to as his leading expert, which just blows my mind. Now, this whole thing was a dog and pony show, obviously. It was hosted. They had a table full of guns at ATF HQ. For CBS host Margaret Brennan. She's the news actor that usually hosts the show, Face the Nation. And they brought her in, and she doesn't know anything about guns, but it turns out neither do these two dudes.
Right.
I mean, they really don't. And Dettelbach was so damn nervous throughout this whole thing. And you got to remember, this is Joe Biden's second choice to lead the ATF.
Well,
his first.
Hang on 1 second. We're coming up on the last break, and you can tell me the whole story because I really want to.
You got it.
Okay. This, of course, you know, you can find Lee's work at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and at saf.org. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams. He has been, we've been discussing a few things, and we're now on the Face the Nation Dettelbach interview.
So Dettelbach is on the show, and he's so damn nervous. He has this, let's call it a nervous tic, right?
Right.
Where he says the word right, right?
Right.
Like after every sentence, right?
It's like this. He's using right. I said something about that myself. I did talk about it, so.
I counted them 37 times in 21 minutes.
Right.
37 times in 21 minutes. Our good friend Mark Walters, who does Armed American Radio, told his listeners, he was joking, they should turn it into a drinking game every time he said right. Someone actually did. I assume they're sobering up right about now.
Right.
And Chris,
what I'm doing there, Jeff.
I like it. For me, the world stopped when the news actor, Ms. Brennan, goes, looks at all these guns and goes, they're not loaded. And Agent Chris goes, no, they're not loaded. We checked them all before you came. And she's like, okay. Like I said in my story, she should have demanded a plate carrier.
Right.
I would have with these guys. So, you know, they take her through all the badness. They got guns grouped in pairs. Like they got a select fire AK. Then they got an AK with a bump stock attached. And Dettelbach tells her, their two weapons are designed to be fired from the shoulder identically. They operate the same. And then he picks up a Chinese 75 round drum mag for the AK and says, both of them can shoot right through this 75 round clip. Okay. And like 2 seconds earlier, Agent Chris had said, yeah, this is a 75 round drum mag. But, you know, Dettelbach still doesn't know the difference between a clip and a magazine. And he doesn't understand that operationally speaking, there is a world of difference between a select fire AK and one that has a bump stock attached. Like a world of difference. So it starts to go downhill from there. They showed these auto sears that someone had 3D printed, you know, a couple for the AK, and then they had the Glock switch, which turns a Glock into a Glock 18
right.
Type gun, fully automatic. But they never said, yeah, they made it sound like you could pick these up anywhere. They never said how highly regulated they are and that it's massively illegal if you get caught with one. If you get caught with an auto sear or a Glock switch, you will be charged with possession of an unregistered, unlicensed machine gun. And that's 10 years. And Agent Chris picks up an AR where somebody had made the lower and says correctly, this is a privately made firearm, which Dettelbach jumps on. No, that's also a ghost gun. It was maddening. But the most maddening thing for me is throughout this entire interview on the table, there's an M249 saw with a peristock, you know, because that looks more bad and more
dangerous.
Scary. Yeah, dangerous gun. And for those who don't know, it's a belt-fed 5.56 select-fire light machine gun.
Right.
This is something that, you know, that our troops carry. They never mentioned it. It's just sitting there, you know, by inference, as though, yeah, you can go down to your local gun store and ask them for a M249 saw with a peristock on it. It's just the whole thing was a dog and pony show. That thing was there to scare people, which, you know, like I said in my story, that saw could be a metaphor for this entire dog and pony show.
Right.
Because it's the intent to scare viewers, to misinform them of the dangers of bump stocks, pistol braces, and ghost guns. One thing I didn't point in the story, Zettelbach at one point talks about FFLs, talks about gun dealers, and says, you know, we rely upon them to help us reduce straw purchases. They're our first line of defense. And all I can think of is, well, why are you trying to put them all out of business? And I think maybe 600 FFLs were revoked or quote-unquote voluntarily surrendered last year. If they're the ATF's first line of defense and they depend upon them to help stop straw purchases, why the hell is he going after them for the most minuscule of violations? We're talking clerical errors,
right?
And you lose your FFL. So yeah, the whole thing was bad. The one good thing I took away from this, when President Trump is reelected, Zettelbach better start cleaning out his desk.
Yeah,
and you know, his leading expert Chris too, because he's got to go. I mean, the guy is not. I've met top cops and good guys. So even though they were a chief of police or a sheriff, you know, they're still a cop. They have command presence. This guy Zettelbach, he's just a bureaucrat, just a spineless little bureaucrat who, as I said in my story, probably irons his PJs before he goes to bed.
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's just funny just thinking about it. Now that you said that, I was like, oh yeah, ironing in his PJs before he goes to bed. Yeah, that's like G. Gordon Liddy focus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, they should hire you because you know how to pull a Glock apart.
Yeah. Well, I could help with that, although, I would never lend any assistance to that agency. You know, they had 21 minutes, which is a lifetime for a TV interview. That's huge. And their only success is they convinced the readers that we really don't need an ATF. If this is the best they can do, we really don't need one.
Right.
And I think that came across clearly.
Well, on another thing, I don't know if I haven't talked to you about this yet. Have you seen the new Staccato C?
I've seen it. I've not seen one in person. I've seen it on the website. I like it.
Well, it hasn't come out yet. It is basically the Staccato C2, but with the Staccato CS grip.
Okay.
So they're moving the smaller guns to the more narrow grip, although they still offer the C2, which
I love.
Yes. Well, I mean, the C2 takes the full-size magazine, so they have four fulls, and I guess it all is going to break down to the grip profile as to what classifications they fit into. But
so this one needs, if I got the C, I would need new magazines.
Yes, that's the thing. See, Bob talked about how good the CS was, and it is good, but my thing with that was I didn't have any magazines with it, and I wanted to train to take a class. Now, I know that when you're running around, like Bob does, you don't need 15 pistol magazines. As a matter of fact, you probably just need two. Because you're only going to use the pistol if the rifle goes down or if you run out of ammo for the rifle.
Right.
That's when you use the pistol. So the pistol is truly a inferior backup to the rifle. So transitioning between the two is an exercise. It's not something you really do. So, to that end, you know, I was wondering, well, do I really need that? But like in the past, when I've gone and taken a class with a Glock, which I've only ever taken a Staccato to one class. and I took that to a red dot class with Steve Fisher. But the others, the other guns have always been Glocks. So I've always got, you know, 20 magazines for each Glock.
Right.
Because I've just built them up over time. So I can literally get out there, and if it's a 1,000-range course, I only have to reload magazines once, twice, because I've got all these magazines loaded. And I just take a break, and I've got one of those Lula loaders, a pop, 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 and just load them all back up and then get ready to get back into the thing again. But, yeah, that's... It's an interesting-looking gun. The only thing is it with it is I hope it... The one thing about the Staccato line is that they all have the same geometry on the upper, on the slide.
Which is what you need.
Yeah. And so that means the holster that will work, if the holster is open-ended, it'll run every gun they make. You only need one. That's a great thing. I've got one of those. It wasn't open-ended when I got it, though, but I have altered it to be so. So maybe when I get some of those guns later on down the street, we'll have to... Maybe that'll be the time we go to Bob's and start shooting guns at things and saying, oh, this is nice, oh, this isn't, oh, this is nice, oh, this isn't. We'll see. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, we've run out of time, as we do.
Oh, my God, we just got started.
I know. It's like you get up to altitude and you got to descend again. You can find Mr. Williams at thegunrider.substack.com. You can find him at armedamericannews.com. You can find him at safs.org. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Anytime, man. I'll talk to you.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.